Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Iowa Falls Alden girls basketball coach Michael Collison. Cadets are now 7-7 on the year and 2-4 here in the North Central Conference. 2-1 week for the Cadets. Coach, while it's fresh on your mind here, I just want to go back to the Clear Lake game here on Friday night. Ends up being a 54-36 loss on the home court. Looked like the offensive rebounds for Clear Lake were certainly a big factor in this one, with them getting a lot of second chances and third chances, things like that, that you guys weren't quite able to get. If you could kind of go back and describe this one from your perspective and how things ultimately came up short here on Friday.
Yeah, you know, heading into the game, we talked about how Clear Lake was a very, very physical team, and we knew that, you know, if we could rebound with them, or, you know, we felt like we didn't even need to win the rebounding, but if we could just keep it even close, we'd have a good chance to win. And I think that, you know, we just struggled with that last night, and even just you know, getting into some of our things, they were just very physical, and you know, our kids played really hard and played with great effort. I think we just didn't quite match the physicality the way we needed to win that game.
All right, so earlier in the week in non-conference action, you were able to get two wins, 64-17 over Ogden. Certainly a game where, you know, pretty big difference with the opponent in this one, it looks like. Ogden, kind of a tough season, but how did you like about how your team was able to really come out, take care of business, hold them to just, you know, 5 points in that first half?
Yeah, I think that was a good game for us. We had played a really tough schedule the week before, you know, playing three really good teams with Roland Story, Hampton, Dumont Cal, and Humboldt. You know, Ogden is not probably as good as those teams. And what we talked about is just coming out with a sense of urgency and really pressuring the basketball. And, you know, we were able to build up a lead and work on a few things and try to, you know, get some other kids that practice all the time into the varsity scorebook. And I was proud of our kids because, you know, we played hard, but we didn't showboat. We didn't, you know, talk trash or anything like that. We just played hard and did what we needed to do. We had the press on in the first quarter, and then we pulled it off for the rest of the game and didn't do that. So I was proud of our kids, and we needed to get back in the winning column. So it was a good game for us.
And how about this 49-38 win over Clarksville on your home court on Tuesday night, a non-conference action? Looks like a strong fourth quarter, especially defensively for you guys, holding them to just 4 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, that was a good game for us. Second night of a back-to-back, and you know, we were in control in the first half, and then in the third quarter, they made a nice run and capitalized on some possessions where we turned it over, and you know, it was a 3-point game at one point. Really proud of our kids for finishing the game strong on the defensive end and making plays to win it, especially with Addie Dennis. She was in foul trouble for a lot of the second half, and Robin Kelsey stepped up and played some big minutes, and you know, other kids did as well. We needed that win. So you know, we certainly would have loved to get the Clear Lake game, but going 2-1 on a week is much better than going 1-2.
You bet. We'll take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Iowa Falls Alden girls basketball coach Michael Collison. Back at the Coach's Corner with Iowa Falls Alden girls basketball coach Michael Collison. Again, the Cadets are 7-7 overall, now 2-4 in the North Central Conference. And Coach, when it comes to some of your standout players on the year so far, how about the freshman season that Elodie England is having and leading you guys in scoring, hitting just about 45% from the field, one of your top rebounders as well. Looks like Brooklyn handling a big 3-point threat for you guys. I know she had a really big game against Humboldt, I believe, last week, knocked down a whole bunch of 3-pointers, just to name a couple, right? But when it comes to some of those big standouts that have kind of propelled you guys this year, what's that looking like for you guys right now?
Yeah, you know, I think in talking about those two kids, they can both shoot the ball. You know, when they're open, we feel like it's going in. You know, Elodie's had a nice year, has gotten more comfortable every game. You know, she's learned a little bit more about what it takes to play at the varsity level. And it's a big jump going from middle school to varsity. You know, I think at the beginning of the year, she was a little bit more timid, and she's starting to find her aggressiveness a little bit more. Brooklyn has just had a really, really good year for us. You know, she shot it really well, I think, in conference games. She's shooting over 40% from three, which is a really elite number. But more importantly, I've just been really impressed with Brooklyn. You know, she's one of our smartest players. She works really hard, and extremely coachable. You know, a lot of times, you know, coaches think about, you know, when they talk to kids and try to teach them on stuff and teach them things and correct things and try to get them to do better at certain things. You know, sometimes high school kids don't handle that very well. And, you know, they struggle to think they're doing something wrong, but Brooklyn is the opposite. She's very coachable, you know, always eager to learn and try to get better, and has played a lot of basketball. So her knowledge base is really good, and I've had a lot of fun coaching her.
And as we get into the second half of January now, and, you know, teams across the state start to make that postseason push, you know, the seeding is going to be, you know, released probably within the next couple weeks, and you got to make a big push here at the end, right? What are going to be the biggest factors you think that might help turn some of these losses that you've had into wins? Anything you kind of can put your finger on here right away that kind of stands out to you?
Yeah, I think for us, our formula is something that we've really settled into. It's, you know, if we defend and rebound, we're going to give ourselves a chance. And, you know, offensively, I don't know if we're ever going to be a team that's scoring in the 70s or anything like that this year. But if we can defend and keep teams in the 40s, I think we'll have a shot. And we're going to need to do that over these next, you know, seven games, because every single one of them is going to matter. One thing about the girls' union is they'll take into account as many games as possible, and those postseason pairings won't come out till second to last week of the regular season. So, you know, we need to try to win every single one of these games. And even if we drop one, you know, we got to come back and the next one is more important. So, that's kind of our mentality after, you know, last night's loss. We got to, you know, come back on Tuesday against a good St. Ed's team that has been on a bit of a winning streak. You know, they've won like three in a row and are really playing better. And, I'm certainly think they probably feel like we stole one from them right before Christmas. So, we got to be ready to go and got to win that game.
Yeah, you bet. So them and Algona here next week as you start to have these conference rematches, and all but one game from this point till the end of the regular season will be conference game. You got that non-conference with North Butler, but aside from that, all rematches here the rest of the way. So again, just kind of want to get your thoughts on this, especially these next couple games here this week as you know progress into the, you know, the last part of the schedule.
Yeah, you know, I already talked a little bit about St. Ed's, but on Friday, we get to have Algona come to our place, and, you know, they're leading the conference right now and a really good team and defending conference champs. So anytime you get to welcome a team like that to your place, it's exciting and a great opportunity to see where you're at. You know, the first game of the season was the first time we played them was our first conference game of the year, and they jumped on us early, and we played much better in the second half. But it'd be great to go into that game and have a better start and maybe see if we can make it a game and, you know, hopefully get an upset. That'd be big.
All right. Well, that's about all we have for time, but that's Iowa Falls Alden girls basketball coach Michael Collison. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch you down the road.
Yep. Thanks for having me, John.
All right. More of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.